On Friday, September 28th, the Norris Group proudly presented its 11th annual award-winning black tie event, I Survived Real Estate. An incredible lineup of industry experts will join Bruce Norris to discuss perplexing industry trends, head-scratching legislation, tech disruption, and opportunities emerging for real estate professionals. All proceeds from the event benefit Make-A-Wish and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. This event is not possible without the generous help of the following platinum partners: the San Diego Creative Real Estate Investors Association, Invest Club, Inland Empire Real Estate Investment Club, Think Realty, Wilson Investment Properties, Coach Fullerton, First Lending Solutions, Property Radar, The Apartment Owners Association, MVT Productions, and Realty 411. Visit isurvivedrealestate.com for event information and see Amazon Prime or YouTube for past events.
Good evening. My name is Aaron Norris, and I would like to welcome you to our 11th annual I Survived Real Estate. Woohoo! On video, I might look terrible and sweating. Our online feed is going terrible right now, so for those, if you're online, frustrated, and you're not able to see this until the video, and I'm apologizing early, I'm so sorry. It's just not working. So much stress in the background. But for those of you here tonight, I just want to say a quick thank you to the people in the background. MVT Pro and White House Catering has been here for 11 years, making this run as smoothly as possible. So thank you, White House Catering, and you don't want me cooking. Let's just put it that way. Also, our team here tonight, we've got Robin and Vicky up at the front, Craig, Holly, Donna, Joey, Don, Mike, and Rich, all of our team. Small team, but mighty, with 400 people here, hopefully making you as happy as possible. So thanks for coming. So some of you are looking around the room like, I have no idea why I'm here. I just showed up, and I got a free ticket. So some of you will be very happy. Others of you will not be happy. I Survive Real Estate brings together friends from all over the state and experts all over from the United States to talk about real estate and to raise money for charity. Cancer has been our choice of a cause since we started this 11 years ago. And will you please stand if cancer has affected you or somebody you know in your life? Thank you. And that's why we do it. With your help tonight, we crossed the $80,000 mark for Make-A-Wish in St. Jude, and it brings our 11-year total to $860,000. That's pretty cool. We're getting so close to a million. Hopefully you guys will keep coming out. We sold out before we even officially launched the event this year, thanks to all the sponsors that supported us. We've never had that happen. Thank you for making that a possibility, and hopefully in a couple years we'll hit that million mark and you will all be a part of it. So if we get the live feed going, you'll be happy, but for those of you in the room, you might not know that the Norris Group pays 100% for the event, so actually 100% of the donations tonight, the sponsorships, the tickets actually do go to charity. So when I say 860 grand, it's really 860 grand. But there's a little pressure. If you're at the table and you didn't pay anything, hopefully you'll visit the tables. If you're watching the video and you like the show tonight, if you go to isurvivedrealestate.com and hit that video link, there will be links for you to donate. 100% tax deductible. It doesn't go through us, so do a good thing if you like the show. You'll be seeing all of our sponsors throughout tonight, and we have a really deep professional voice that says it very professionally, and I really like that. But I do have to call out a special few from Invest Club. Yvonne Susich, Lee Atkins, and Bailey Varnish, would you stand and be recognized? These three, thank you. These three competed in a little bit of a competition and raised over $2,000, and the entire team raised over $7,000. So thank you. Tonight, we are raising money for two awesome charities that support kids with life-threatening conditions. The first one, I am going to welcome Odette Gutierrez with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, representing St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, but we're going to watch a short video.
Gracie had her fifth birthday. We had her a pool party. She spiked a fever, got to 102. We took her to our local ER. Our platelets were a little low, but nothing extreme. And they told us she had mono. And she told us, you know, I just want to refer you to St. Jude. Let's get her checked out and be certain. That afternoon, she called at about 3:30 or 4 o'clock, and she said less than 1% of the cells on the flow came back abnormal. The only way I can completely rule out leukemia is if we do a bone marrow aspiration. We took Gracie back that following Tuesday morning. We had a bone marrow aspiration, and that afternoon, she confirmed that it was our worst nightmare. Dr. J.I. said, Gracie has what we hoped that it wasn't. It's leukemia. The first question we asked was, what are we going to do about it? And she said, not only are we going to treat it, we're going to cure it. They put a team together, and we had Michelle was our nurse practitioner, Corey was our nurse, and Dr. J. Hall was our physician. We knew right then we were in the best place that we could be. Gracie has grown to love the people at St. Jude. She is happy about coming. It's not a sad thing to her, which helps. St. Jude's never been sad. It's amazing that this place even does exist. We do 120 weeks of chemotherapy. After the 120 weeks is up, 2.5 years of treatment, then they'll check her bone marrow again, another bone marrow aspiration, to be certain that every bit of the leukemia is gone. And there's no telling how much it cost, but every bit of it is covered by St. Jude. I would hope that Gracie grows up and does something to change the world. I want her to come back and not a 94% success rate for ALL. I wanted 100. I want her to be the reason that it changes, that somebody else looks forward to coming to St. Jude, that they get told any type of cancer, it's curable. I can't tell you enough how wonderful it is to all the people that donate to St. Jude. Without you, everybody that donates, there wouldn't be a Gracie. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. We couldn't tell you enough how much it means for you to save Gracie's life.
Thank you. It's always an honor to be here representing St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you to the Norris Group and to all of you who so generously support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. As Gracie, I think, said, and I think all of us hope that there will be a day where the survival rate of pediatric cancer hits 100%. And so, thankfully, there is a hospital that is working to do that. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital earlier this year made a $100 million investment in St. Jude Global, an initiative to bring pediatric survival rates in countries that have limited resources because it doesn't matter where a child lives shouldn't determine if a child lives. And so, again, St. Jude continues to be a leader in the fight against pediatric cancer. And actually, just yesterday, St. Jude actually made an announcement of a five-year collaboration with the World Health Organization aimed at transforming cancer care worldwide to cure at least 60% of children with six of the most common types of cancer by 2030. 60%. And St. Jude is able to dream big and realize these things because of the support of people like you, and at no cost to families. So no family at St. Jude ever receives a bill, not for their treatment, their travel, their housing, or their food, so that all that family has to worry about is helping their child live. So thank you again for all that you do for the kids of St. Jude.
Next, while we welcome the CEO of Make-A-Wish of Inland Empire in Orange County, Stephanie McCormick, watch another video.
A child who is undergoing treatment for a life-threatening medical condition has so much of normal childhood taken away from them, so much of their decision-making ability, so much of their normal experiences with playmates and friends and siblings. It is so long and so arduous. It robs so many of the normal childhood experiences from a child and from their family.
Run into a family that is out of control with their life. They have circumstances imposed upon them that they never would have signed up for or dreamed that they would be in that position.
There are medications that we can provide. There are treatments that we can administer. And yet there are pieces missing from that that can only be filled by the impact of a wish experience.
The beauty of Make-A-Wish is it's incredibly simple. It is that intangible object that, quite honestly, I cannot order from the pharmacy. I cannot write a prescription for.
You see a child before they go on their wish, and when they come back with their family after the wish, it's often like seeing a totally different child.
You just see it in their faces, this idea of thinking outside their current moment in time.
It's an unsaid power that these experiences can give these kids. And, you know, these are kids that are living longer. They're living better. They're having more fun in their life. And it all started with one experience, and that was their wish.
My favorite wish is the next one. And the one after that. And the next 10. And the next 100. Because as with life, a wish has less to do with what has been and more to do with what's coming up.
Thanks, Aaron. Ladies and gentlemen, I want from the bottom of my heart to thank each and every one of you for your continued participation in the I Survived Real Estate, especially with this incredible young man here. I also wanted to share with you that I did a little math today. This is our sixth year of being a co-recipient with our incredible partner at St. Jude. And in that, during that time, we have received nearly $325,000 from you all. And that represents nearly 70 of the incredible wishes of which you saw a few this evening. So thank you. Our chapter in Make-A-Wish, I'm really thrilled to be sharing the stage with our partner, St. Jude, because a lot of the children that start there end with us at Make-A-Wish. So it's really an incredible partnership and a collaborative that we have together. Last year, our chapter in the Orange County and Inland Empire area granted a record 341 wishes. Yay. That's the incredible news. The somewhat challenging news is that in our pipeline and the children that are eligible for a wish is right around 700. So we're only a little over halfway there. So we're going to keep going. And I can't wait till you hit that million. So on behalf of Make-A-Wish, all of our incredible Wish kids and our Wish families, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will leave you with this. I think you saw it. There is absolutely nothing more powerful than the smile of a Wish child. It is life transformational. Thank you.
This weekend, if you don't listen to our radio show and podcast, I have the honor of interviewing Stephanie and one of the Wish kids that got to meet He is still with us. He is thriving. Josiah, what a character. I would like to highlight the people who work in the nonprofit industry don't always do it because it's the most glorious job out there. Oh my goodness, some of the things that they have to deal with and the emotions is just very difficult. I just inspired you to please listen to the radio show. And I didn't cry listening to Josiah because he is just so dang awesome. And just the Thrive for Life and talking to the parents of what it means to the parents for that one time to get to see their kid come back to life and to enjoy something that they never thought was possible. And this kid was bragging nonstop about how he was still texting some of the ball players who met in Northern California. So it's pretty awesome. Thank you for the sponsors in the room. We're going to be highlighting you a little bit more, having a little bit of technical difficulty tonight. I needed to tell you to take the time, silence your cell phone. Vibe's great. Feels better that way. I need you to make sure to unwrap those hard candies. If you don't, the guy next to you or the gal next to you that are looking nice might punch you. You're welcome to do so. And finally, if you're using social media, we encourage you to do so. Just use hashtag ISRE. With that, I get to hand over the reins to somebody who's been in the years for over 35 years, earned all those gray hairs. Yeah. I'm kidding, because I'm getting them now. So he's been an investor, builder, a hard money lender. He hosts our radio show, takes great joy in charts and yellow lining, really boring legislation. And I hope I get to inherit just half of the awesomeness that he is. So, Dad.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Aaron, thank you for your, this is your brainchild, and look what it's turned into. 10 years ago, I had just finished speaking. I got off the podium. A gentleman approached me. He was the vice president of a billion-dollar company. He said, I want you to know I have a lot of respect for you. I said, I appreciate that. And he said, I also feel really sorry for you. I was confused. I said, why is that? He said, well, as good as your company is, that there's large companies like ours in the space now, and you will not have any chance to survive. Anybody that knows me knows, well, that's all you need to do, too. So I said, I want you to take down a phone number. It's 951-780-5856. That's my phone number, and call it in 5 years, and I guarantee you I will pick it up. That was 10 years ago, and the company that wasn't supposed to survive, it has raised over $850,000 for charity, and he's done it. We've accomplished that because you're sitting in the audience, and guess what? You're not supposed to be here either. That makes me feel really good. About 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I had, you know, you go over these questions, and as much as I am familiar with this stuff, I decided to take a break. And I had a property that I had just done some work on at Riverside that I'm going to sell. And I thought, you know, Aaron has mentioned to me 4 large companies that are buyers. And so I got online and I approached OfferPad, Zillow, Open Door, and Knock for an offer. Knock responded, we're not available in your area yet. Okay, which is fine. Zillow, not available in the area. Open Door said, we're currently not buying homes in gated communities, which this was. OfferPad, I completed the request. They sent, we'd like to get pictures. I said, I have none. And they said, well, then we can't make an offer. So I said that to say this. Now, there may be a day where they improve their model and all that, but you know what? I have a feeling if you're really good at what you do, you'll be around here 5 years from now as well. Where is Fixer Jay? Aha. We created the Roney Award in honor of Jim Rohn, the man that changed my entire life in 3 hours in 1981. Got drugged to a seminar I didn't want to go to, sat in the very front table, which I really hated. I was told it was a 3-hour-long deal, and I thought, there's no way I'll make it. That's 6 sermons, man. I can't stand it. About 10 minutes into it, I wrote my first note on top of the page. And it's one of many notes. I still have them in my, it's all broken, ripped up binder. One day I'll bring it up here. But he changed my entire life. And so we created this award for people that have had an amazing impact on other people's lives. And today we add another person to that list of distinguished people. This list of people, very different, but they have two things that are very much in common. They positively affected the people they taught, and they had a great reputation. Tonight we're going to honor Fixer Jay, Jay DeSima. He's a seasoned real estate investor with nearly 50 years of experience since the early 70s. He's specializing in fixers, fixing up ugly homes and small apartment buildings. Today, Jay spends the majority of his time managing and overseeing his investment houses and training others who wish to pursue the lucrative profession. We have a video to show you of people whose lives you have impacted. And we can start that right now.
When I think of you, I think of three words. I think of smart, funny, and a gifted teacher and writer. So maybe that's four words. But your writings and your teachings are easy to understand and always entertaining. And as your students will testify, they really work.
Through Jay's books, lectures, and seminars, he shows a way to buying ugly properties or fixer-uppers, renting them, and turning them into cash flow and profit.
He's got an awesome model that he uses that's very unique, that not a lot of people are using, and he'll give you all of the data that you need in order to get that mastered.
One time after you helped me buy 85 properties, I thought I was just really hot real estate investor. And one day on one of our telephone mentoring calls when I had a problem, you said, Dan, you really just have your name on 82 deeds or 85 deeds. I said, what do you mean by that? He says, well, you have to manage these things now. If you get into the management, that's where you're going to make the big money over the years.
You've really been inspirational on how to run a business and treat people fairly.
I first met Jay DeSima back in the mid-90s, and I was so impressed with him that I drove the 10 hours all the way to Redding, California, to take his great boot camp on buying houses.
You're full of knowledge and wisdom. With your white hair and goatee, you are handsome. But most importantly, Jay, you are genuine, real McCoy.
You have been such an inspiration and helped so many people, friends of mine and myself, with your books and your classes.
Appreciate the books, appreciate the wisdom.
Thank you so much for the decades you've given us, for the help you've given each and every one of us here at NorCalRIA.
You're one of the few people that I always refer students to, the real deal, if there ever was one.
He invited me, and unknown at the time, to speak on his cruise where I got to meet Dan and his beautiful wife, Victoria Shea. Jay said he liked my writing style back in the day in my newsletter so much that without me knowing it, he called his senior editor at Wiley & Sons, and he convinced them to let this unknown guy write a book as an unpublished author.
I've known Jay DeSima for 20 years. In that time, he's been my friend and mentor. I can't say enough about Jay's professionalism and extensive knowledge of the real estate investor market.
You're going to be a better real estate investor and a better person for working with him.
He has a way of really making you believe that you can believe in yourself, that you can do this for yourself and get it off the ground.
Loved learning from you over the years, really enjoyed all of your knowledge, all your discussion, all your information, but more importantly, your wisdom. And thank you for sharing that wisdom with all of us.
Thank you for your input into my life, into my friends' lives, and so many people in helping us to think about real estate in a different way.
You always said, make sure you make this business a business, not a hobby.
I've been so grateful for the inspiration, the leadership, and the integrity which you taught me to run a business with.
Hey everybody, it's Aaron Norris with the Norris Group. You are not going to want to miss our final event for 2018. It's our Cutting Edge Financial Tactics Brunch coming up October 27th in Costa Mesa, California. Last year was so successful, we brought them all back for another session. We all get tired of hearing, talk to your CPA, talk to your attorney. Well, what if you put them all on stage, beating up some of the most advanced questions you've got as a real estate investor? Well, that's what we did. So this year, if you're going to participate, we ask that you watch the entire show from last year on Amazon Prime. So this year, we can cover more difficult topics. Our guests include Karn Hall with UDirect IRA, Bill Exeter with Exeter 1031 Exchange, Amanda Hahn and Matt McFarland with Keystone CPA, and Harry Barth with Barth Calderon Attorneys. We'll hope to see you there October 27th in Costa Mesa.
The Norris Group would like to thank its gold sponsors for supporting I Survived Real Estate. Coldwell Banker Town & Country, Guaranteed Rate, and Nathan Chiboya. In-A-Day Development, Inland Valley Association of Realtors, Jason Thorman with Coldwell Banker, Jennifer Buys Houses, Keystone CPA, LA South RIA, Las Brisas Escrow, Michael Ryan and Associates, New Western, NorCal RIA, NSDREI, Orange County Real Estate Investors, The Outspoken Investor, Pacific Premier Bank, Pasadena Phoebe, Pilot Limousine, Real Wealth Network, Rick and Leanne Rossiter, SJREI, Spinnaker Loans, South OC RIA, Tri-County Association of Realtors, UDirect IRA Services, White House Catering. Visit iSurvivedRealEstate.com for event information.